Right, meaning Rabbi Gamliel's house was mishtamer from the. Remember, at this point, we don't yet know anything dasa kerznakta being different, right? We assume it's all the same tzedek. Rabbi Gamliel's house was mishtamer from, you know, bums in the street. But the place where he gave Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva their maestros was not mishtamer from the rest of Rabbi Gamliel's house. Right, so therefore, that's not called Makom Mishtamer. Tosos and most Rishonim say the same basic vart in one fashion or another. So Tosos says that it's not Mishtamer from Rabbi Gamliel's household. Right, it's not Mishtamer from Rabbi Gamliel's household. Yes?
Let's say he was in the middle of a big field that it was Mishtamer. What's he, the karka to somebody else, so then it's no longer Mishtamer between the two fields?
I have no idea what you just said.
If it was Makta the Makam over where the Meister was, so. Presumably that was in the middle of a bigger field, right?
A house, right? It was a house.
Right. So meaning that even if the house is Mishtamer, the place where he is not Mishtamer, copying the other...
That's exactly what Tosa said, right. So that's exactly what Tosa says. Meaning, I can have a whole city with a wall around it, but if you have one square in the city and that's not Mishtamer to the guys walking next to it in the city, that's not called Mishtamer. Mishtamer has to be your area's Mishtamer to you. Very reasonable... that's a reasonable answer. Okay, we showed up a different formulation. I'll just point out that Meirik gives a technical answer, which is going to tie into the Zerah Mishnah's of Tosfos Masechet Isser, which is that he thinks it was in the Sadeh, not in the house. Even though all the Rishonim think it was in the house, the Meirik thinks it was in the Sadeh. The Sadeh is Taka, not Mishtamer. That's fair enough. The question is whether we can have a third answer to this. Well, depend on the machlokes in the Marashama, Dur Basra, and everyone else in the entire world, which we'll get to soon.
Doesn't everyone quote the Yerushalmi that says that it was in the house?
What?
Doesn't everyone quote the Yerushalmi that it was in
everyone the house? Everyone quotes the Yerushalmi that says that it was in the house, but it could be that it's possible that the Babli doesn't know like the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Babli Elder was in the Sadeh.
But later on, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz said the concept that nobody owned it, since it was given to him, nobody else ate it, that's called Mishtamer.
So. No, but that's in Rav Papa's answer. We're not up to Rav Papa yet. We don't know that yet. That's why I said this question is all because we don't know Rav Papa yet. Right, once we know Rav Papa, it's a different ballgame. But we don't know Rav Papa yet. Okay, there's subtleties, but we won't get into them now. So what is the answer? The first answer they try to say is that the first answer of the Gemara, not just try, is that this whole story is irrelevant to our Inyan. Taka, there's not a Kinyan Chatzar there. Right, so what do they say? Amarli, Dami Haim Rabbanu Klo Gami in Shmaitza. Right, you don't know what you did. You were talking about. So when he got to Sur, he said, this is what I asked him, and he just didn't grace me with an answer. The reason why you didn't know what you were talking about is because this isn't a Kenyan Chatzar. This was a Kenyan Agav. It has nothing to do with the topic of our Sugya. Rav Zeira Kibla. Rav Zeira said that's a valid explanation. Rav Abba Lo Kibla. Rav Abba says, no, it can't be Kenyan Agav. Why? I'm Rav Shapa Rav Lo Kibla. He's right. It's not valid to say it's Kenyan Agav. Kilo Hailam, Sudan, the Kosmianum, but Khalipin. What do you mean? None of them had a Sudar. They couldn't do a Kenyan Khalipin. Why didn't they do Khalipin? That's the question. Wouldn't the easiest have been to do Khalipin? Ela, Tobosan, any Mom, Lichin, Manu, Khalipin. It must be. Why didn't they do Khalipin? Because Rav Gamliel didn't own these things. He only had Tobosana in them. Right? And Tobosana isn't real ownership. And if it's not really his, meaning I've told us I know my chumas or maestros. If I hand it to the Kohen or the Levi, that's a valid. I've given it to him physically. Even if I put in his chatzar, I've given it to him physically. But chalipin is an abstract kinyan. I'm trading. I can only trade something if it belongs to me. I have the right to trade it because I'm not physically giving it to you. I'm just using my power of bailus to trade it. But you don't have bailus. It didn't belong to Rav Gamliel. It belonged to the Levium and belonged to the Aniyim. Therefore, Kinyan Chalipin is not valid. Hachanami, Tovazanayin Mama, Liknos Agave Karka. Likewise here, Tovazanah is not Mama. You can't do Kinyan Agav. What do Kinyan Agav and Chalipin have in common? I'm not actually handing it over to you the way I would with Meshicha and Hagbah and Chatzer. I'm just doing an abstract transaction, like taking your Suda or giving you land, and using my power of bialus to say that because I did a maisa of suda or giving karka, this also transfers through my bialus power. Right, because I'm not physically doing anything to it. So I don't have bialus power. Tovas Hanah is not mamam, doesn't belong to me. So therefore he says, really, I'm shapar of the kibla. It couldn't have been Kenyan Agav because Tovas Hanah ain't mamam. You can't use Agav, you can't use Chalipin. The Gemara concludes, don't know, not so pashut. Velohi, mat uskuna nisina ksivahu, chalipin derech mechuch memkarum, talpangun karta, nisina alimtahi. End of the first day in the Gemara. Right, really the maskana yar seems to be, we'll question this a little more in June, that Tovas Hanah is mamam. No, really, Tovas Hanah is mamon. Really, Rabbi Gamliel did have bialus and did have the right to create a chalos on these maestros. He could have done Kenyan Agav, and he could have done Kenyan Chalipin. So why did you Agav and not Chalipin? Wouldn't Chalipin have been easier? The answer is, not that he didn't have the bialus to do Chalipin or Agav. Tovas Hanah is mamon. He had bialus over it. It's because you have, the mitzvah is to give matan maestros, not to trade maestros. Right? Therefore, he wasn't allowed to do it through Chalipin, because Chalipin is technically a trade. I'm trading the Meiser for your Suda. I know it's symbolic. But, and therefore, you're not allowed to trade them. You have to give them for free. Kenyan Agav is given for free. That was Mutter Chalipin, which is a trade, would have been effective, but would not have been proper under the mitzvah of Nesinas Meisros. Okay, that is one day, in which case there's nothing to do with our Suda. Rav Papa, though, comes back and says, and we know this is Machlokas, whether we hold like Rav Papa or not, right, where Papa says, Das Acheres Machna Osan Shiny, says, no, there's a new factor here. In Das Acheres, you don't need Omei B'tzad Sadehu. Das Acheres substitutes for Omei B'tzad Sadehu. What's his proof? Umanatim, Raditan Rosan, Ratanacham, and Sea of Achuli, Gomer of Yim, Yomer of Yochim, Shuratzachim, Agian. If I am Omei B'tzad Sadehu, right, I actually see them in the Mitzia, I see that Zvi Shavar in my field. It only works if I could run after and catch it. The Rishonim say, catch it inside my field. It only works if I can catch it before it leaves my field. Why? So the assumption is, because it's really only Omei B'tzad Sadehu if I have control over it, if I could close it into my field. Ubar Reb Yirmei Matana Hayach, and Reb Yirmei asked, what in the Matana, if there's Das Acheres Machna, do I also need to be Ratzah Reb Magian? Kibla Minei Reb Abra Kahana, Reb Abra Kahana accepted the question and answered, Afli Shuratzah Reb Magian. Says no. In a mitzvah, it's only if I could catch them. In a matan, it's even if I couldn't catch them. My time. Oh, why? Labish of Dasar is Machna Shiny. Don't we see Dasar is Machna, O son? Is different. That obviates the need for Mishnamer and B'tzad Sadehu, etc. Dasar is Machna, O son, is a valid substitute for my personal connection to it. Yeah, so therefore, Dasar is Machna, O son, is shiny. Or let's just, one second.
There's a machlok somewhere I'm getting whether you need to be omei b'tzad, she needs to be omei b'tzad or chatzer if the husband doesn't get into it. And we pass like ula, that only if she's standing there. So if you're going to say das achres makdo doesn't need omei b'tzad sadehu, have him get it, doesn't need omei b'tzad sadehu. Shani get these Valkorcha, that's different because it's Valkorcha. Maslow Shesh Bredi Ravidi, Lav Kavachomer, who might get the Isa Valkorcha, Yomed Sad Base with Sadhatsir in. Ilolam, Atanik Dadi Lakoshkin, should be Kavachom. Get is easy to do, it's Valkorcha. And she needs to be Omen Sadsadeyu. So Kalshkin, Matana, which is hard to do, you need him to agree, shouldn't it for sure need Omen Sadsadeyu? Means get doesn't need her involvement, and yet she needs to be there. Even though it doesn't need her Das, Matana, which needs his Das, Kavachomer, shouldn't he need to be there? So then Ravashi says something very complicated. Elam Ravashi, Klutzers, Ravami Shimyad, Lagarmi, Shlichas, Gabiget, the Chovalan, Chovalan, Fanav, Gabmatan, Schozalo, Zachal, Shalo, Be, Fanav. What does Ravashi say? He says, a little complicated to understand. Chutzer is this Rabbi Mishumyad, Vilogarami, Shlichas, right? All the Rishonim say that what this means, there's Tzvei Dinim in Chutzer, right? The chutzer counts as yad, but chutzer also can count as shlichus. Meaning there are two ways chutzer works, right? And the assumption is, like Rashi and most of the Shulchan say, we have a pasuk that's marb shem yad, and but we would also, for Rashi at least, we would also have known on our own that it works b'shem shlichus, or else we have a pasuk that's marb shem yad of gittin and a pasuk of shlichus of himatzi timatzi b'yad of hagneva. So by get is a chov in chavmonol in front of. By get, of course she needs to be there. You can't be chav someone, right? It's bad to be divorced. Shalom afanav, but by matana, which is a chuz, zachem lodom shalom befanav. Okay, we have to figure out what that means in a moment, but we have to take this one step at a time. So first, let's take this one step at a time. First, let's just try to understand, like we did until now, why is das echeres machnas shiny? Meaning, the Gemara has a proof that das echeres machnas, just like you don't need to be able to stand, if you're standing there, you don't need to be able to catch it. Likewise, you don't need to be standing there at all. I mean, what good is standing there if you can't catch it, right? That's irrelevant. So, see, you don't need to be standing there if das echeres machnas. Why? Why does das echeres machnas substitute for only b'tzad sadehu? L'chor, what it sounds like is, it doesn't need to be only b'tzad sadehu. It doesn't need to be mishtaber, right? If it's mishtaber, chatzir shalom kono shalom nidaito. It's a valid substitute for mishtaber only b'tzad sadehu. Why? Why is das echeres machnas better? What are the two pshatim? What are the two pshatim as to why das echeres machnas osan shiny? All right, just again, pashup shot, nothing fancy. I mean, you could call it lumbus, because sometimes pashup shot, you need to understand things. But why is das echeres machnas better?
Because it restricts anybody else from acquiring this thing.
And therefore, give me in one word what it's trying to accomplish.
It makes it a
mishtaker. Exactly, meaning the mainstream approach, most Rishonim say, that it makes it a chatzar ha-mishtameris. That's what das echeres machnas does. Makes it a chatzar ha mishtameris, right? That's what we saw. What did I put on the sheet? I put the Rush. That was very clear in the Rush. I put the Tosfot in Peretz. That was very clear in the Tosfot in Peretz. It makes it a chatzar ha, and I think most of the other Rishonim also sound that way. Makes it a chatzar ha mishtameris. How does it make it a chatzar ha mishtameris? Now, how does it make it a chatzar mishtameris? Okay, interestingly, I think there might be subtly different. Formulations. Let's start with the Rush until Sabina Peretz, Loma Shanekol Kach. What does the one way of understanding is that? What's the problem? Why do you need Chatzar HaMishtamer? What does the Rush say? Why do you need Chatzar Mishtamer? Why do you need Chatzar Mishtamer in the first place?
Lani doesn't have control over it.
So why do you need Chatzar Mishtamer in the first place?
People don't take it.
What? Why can't I be koneh with a Chatzar She'ein Mishtamer? Okay, well, fine. We'll leave that for now. One approach is the Rush and the Rabbeinu Peretz and others say Das Acheres, meaning just like we saw. Remember, the mainstream, most Rishonim, not the Rush, and not the Pnei Yeshua, and not the Nesivos. But most versions say, what's the point of Omen Tzad today? It's just another Hechi Tensei Mishtamer. There's one principle of Mishtamer. You just need different Hechi Tensis. Says the Rush and the Rebbeinu Peretz. There's a principle of Mishtamer. Just there's two Hechi Tensis of Mishtamer. There's Mishtamer, I built a wall around it. And there's Mishtamer, Al Yidei, Das Acheres, Matne. Das Acheres makes it. Makes it mishtamer. How does das acher? It's just the equivalent. We know chutz mishtamer is kona l'shol midaito, right? If I'm not there, if my chutz is a wall around it, it's kona. So if you put it in my chutz without a wall, you're the wall, and therefore I'm kona. It's mishtamer al yidei das acheres. How is it mishtamer al yidei das acheres? I think there are subtly different formulations here. How is it mishtamer al yidei das acheres? What did Morty say?
Person who's giving it to you it's mishtamer by him, so it's...
How is it mishtamer by him? Because he's...
He
doesn't allow anybody else to
go.
Aha,
Or that it's... Since you're Kona, he's giving it to you, no one else can be Zoka.
Ah, okay, so that's what... Aaron and Morty are maybe saying a similar thing, right? This is what the Tosfos Beinu Peretz says. I have the Tosfos Beinu Peretz in this thing, right? Is this an Oz V'Hagar? I can't do that. I think I printed out. What does the Tosfos Beinu Peretz say? I'll read you the line that everyone's quoting the Tosfos Beinu Peretz. Amnam Yishloma de Matana Mol Gabe Eina Mishtameris. Why? Shun de Matana Eina Mishtameris Kishtameris Dami. Even Eina Mishtameris, if it's Das Acheres Machnas, is Mishtameris. Dilolam Yisrael Shlomakachol. It's always mishtaber to me. Why? After a chutzner in Shemeres, even though the chutzner itself isn't guarded, came into Dasecheres Machne. Could Amar Talmuda, like the Gemara says, Dasecheres Machne. What did the Gemara mean? What did Rapapa mean? Hare Einshem Adon Yochol Liknos Ba Ki Imi Dasa Machne. No one else can take it without the permission of the Machne. The who knows the Machne Shlomakachol, and he only wants me to have it. Nimtzu Shematanim Shemeres Shlomakachol. Right? It's mishtameris to me, not physically mishtameris, but mishtameris because no one else, right, because halakhically mishtameris. Afkein mishtameris to everybody, even though it's not actually physically guarded from other people. Demabika, who cares that it has no wall? Mikomakum ein miyacholim lizkoba, no one else can take it. Meaning, it's halakhically mishtamer because no one else could take it, even though there's no barrier stopping him from taking it. You put it in my field, my open field. Nothing's stopping a guy from taking it, but halachically he cannot be zocha on it, because even if he picked it up, he wouldn't be kone, because he has no das. So,
it's like he's making the chafetz mishtamer, not the
exactly. The way Rabbi Peretz says is, it's because no one else can be kone, it's mishtamer to me. That's how the Rabbi Peretz says it. I think the Rush said it a little differently, if I'm not mistaken. The Lush and the Rush in Sim Lamed Aleph is... one second. Abba b'matana maskemes dasa mekabel chom makam sheidnua nosin sheyizgul amakam. Normally, I wouldn't want to have something in a place not mishtamer, but in matana, I agree that wherever the gnosin gives it to me, I should be zocheh. Ushmir has had no saying chashiva lo kishmirah. And the shmir, the no saying, counts as shmirah. Helkach kani afilu no misham. There I'm kona, even if I'm not there. It's not exactly clear what he meant, but Beis Yosef clearly understood him as, what does it mean shmir has had no saying chashiva lo kishmirah? So I think what the Rush is saying is something a little different. The Rabbeinu Peretz is saying a halachic mishtamer, meaning no one else can acquire it, halachically. Now, the Rush, he says, he doesn't say because no one else can acquire it, he says, the no-sein shmira counts for me. Meaning I'm so much on the no-sein to do things for me. What does it mean the no-sein shmira counts for me? So I think this is the makar of the Beis Yosef. What does the Beis Yosef say? The one I put on the sheet here. Let's just start from, you see halfway through, there's like a two dots. Vafil ledaitam nirali, even if he brings down the machlokes with the whole like a papa, not even if we do a like a papa nirali, I'm starting to read from the seventh line, like a third of the way in. Vafil ledaitam nirali, dvenidon didon modushim, eno chatz mishtameres, b'inishik omid betzido. That if not chatz mishtameres, you need him to be standing next to it. You need who to be standing next to it? You need someone to be standing next to it. The ilo lo kana, and if not, it doesn't work. Yishum the chutz shenim shameres damrin and hasam. Afin shenim chutz shenim shameres lasa lokeach o makabel matana. Why do you say chutz shenim shameres works if it's dasveres makne? Because even though it's not mishtameres by the lokeach or the makabel by the receiver, but mekomach mishtameres the dasa mocher no same. It's mishtameres by the mocher the no same. Ukigon shehisker or hishalo amach shesatul mekarin yitanim hei mesocho. Like, for example, if I want to give you something, I lend or rent you the place where it is, right? So it's mishtamer. It's mishtamer by me. It's not mishtamer by you. It's mishtamer by me. That's good. You're so much on my shmira. Aval heich sheinim shemeres klal. What if it's not mishtameres at all? Lekam adomer kani. Afil mecher matana. It doesn't work even in mecher matana, even in dasa chesh makna. Hayich diyak lashon arusha. Then he gets this from the rush. Yekosav al matana. Askemes dasa makabel kol makam shibnehu. Hanosin, she is galah makom, ushmiris hanosin, chashuva lo kishmi raso. Right? The nosin is shomer instead. Hilga kane afilin omen shan ad kan lashono. Which what Morty, vinkain hechish matad mechotcha lo keach, vein mishtamar klal vad, afil a rush for someone kumosu lo kane. That's what Morty said before. The whole Rabbi Gamliel, wasn't Rabbi Gamliel shomer for them? He says, yeah, that's what Rav Papa, we didn't know that until Rav Papa told us that the shmir and the nosin works for you. So I think what the Rush says, clearly, this is how the Beis Yosef interprets the Rush, right? And I think it's another valid interpretation of the Rush. You know, could you say the Rush's Lashon is lav dafka? Perhaps. But I think he's saying something different. What he's saying it is because the makne is shomer it physically by being omeg bitzido. Meaning, what does das acheres makne mean? It means the das acheres is omeg bitzido. If the das acheres is omeg bitzido, then what's Rapapa's chiddush? Rapapa's chiddush is you thought that there either had to be a wall, which was inherently shmira, or I had to stand next to it to be shomer. No, it's okay if the giver stands next to it to be shomer. Because as the Rosh says, I'm so much my das that however he wants to do, that's my das, and his shmira is as good as my shmira. So his shmira counts for my shmira. The Beis Yosef said, what's the nafgamina? Nafgamina is, what if you have das acheres makne, but the makne is not there watching it. But the machne is not there watching it. What if it's not classic? What is classic das acheres machne? I want to give you a present, right? So I could give you a present by throwing it in an open window of your house. That's classic mishtamer. You don't have to be there. I could give you a present by putting it down on your front steps and you're there. That's omeg bitzido. What if you're not there and your windows are closed? So it's not such an expensive present. I'm not so worried. I leave it on your stoop. So if I leave it on your stoop, and at the moment I put it on your stoop, I'm there watching it, that's for sure, that's das acheres makne. What if I'm not there? What if, how could I not be there? What if, I heard that, I heard that some produce fell off my truck into your field, into your driveway. And I say, okay, you can have it as matana. And no one's there. Right? I want to give you matana, das acheres makne, but no one else is there. No one's watching it, not me and not you. So the Beis Yosef says, and this is the Pesach of the Ramah right there, Alatar, it doesn't work. Das acheres makne doesn't work because it's not mishtameres. No one's watching it. The whole Kiddush Rapap is that it's okay for you to do the watching for me. But someone has to watch it, either a wall or me or you. However, the Ketzos there argues, all right there, Alatar, and says, Kana, why does the Ketzos argue? The Ketzos based himself on the Rebbeinu Peretz. I don't remember right now whether he quoted the Rebbeinu Peretz or just quoted the idea of the Rebbeinu Peretz, right? But either way, the Ketzos says, no, the Das acheres makne doesn't create Mishtamer by physically just having you be Mishamer for me. It creates mishtamer by halachic mishtamer. By definition, it's mishtamer because no one else can take it. Now, obviously, that depends if you look at things halachically or physically. I mean, someone else can take it. They just can't halachically acquire it. So there have been parrots and the Ketzos say, look at things halachically. All das acheres makne is mishtamer because no one else has the right to it. Now, yeah, they don't have the ability to be kone. They can be gozel, right? But they can't be kone. And halachically, therefore, even if no one's there, even if it's hefker gomer, even if the area is totally open to a million thieves, das acheres makne is considered mishtamer, while the Rosh and the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, they are saying, no, it's a physical thing. He could be shomer instead of me, but all it means is that omeg bitzido, you're allowed to have a substitute omeg bitzido for you. And the makne can be the substitute omeg bitzido. That's all das acheres makne means. So that's a nafkamina, the machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, meidach, versus the Ketzos, who rejects them, and the Beis Yosef says, I'm based on the Rosh, and the Ketzos is based on Tosos or Peretz. If you look there, I put the Ketzos in brackets, but it's not, all the Ketzos says is that you're rolling in the quotes of Rebbeinu Peretz. Watch. I'm pretty sure the Ketzos quotes the Tosos of Rebbeinu Peretz by name. He just doesn't quote it, says, he doesn't say, I saw in the Tosos of Rebbeinu Peretz, because he didn't have a Tosos of Rebbeinu Peretz. He says, I saw in the Sheet of Mekubetzes, and I don't think he says who it is in the Sheet of Mekubetzes. I don't know who got a chance to look at the Beis Yosef. Then Beis Yosef says, I saw in the Sheet of Gebetzes how it's obvious the Beis Yosef's wrong, but if you look at what he's quoting for the Sheet of Gebetzes, like if you look at the Sheet of Gebetzes, you see he's quoting the Tosos of Rebbeinu Peretz. He just, he didn't mention, I don't think he mentioned the name Peretz, but that's what he's quoting. He just said, I saw in the Sheet of Gebetzes. Okay, that's a clear enough gemina. However, is there a different derech of Das acheres makne shiny? Is there a third derech or a second derech in Das acheres makne shiny? Meaning just like in omeg bitzido. Is it just another hechitimtzi of mishtamer, or is it a different track? So maybe the same about das acheres makne. Is it another hechitimtzi of mishtameres, or is it a new track? Who says it's a new track? Okay, but I don't want to get to that yet. What? Okay, but I don't want to get to that yet. You're right, but I want to get to that second. Who says the new track? No, our favorite Shita back all the way from Tobit's mouth, Magdachal Achirim. What, Sam? You remember, who's our favorite Shita? Most intriguing formulation. The Ran and the Mukhe Yosef. What was the whole Yesod of the Ran and Mukhe Yosef in our Sugya? That, what's the Yesod? What's the Yesod of the Ran and Mukhe Yosef? Wagner, in one sentence, what's the Yesod of the Ran and Mukhe Yosef based on the Yerushalmi? You can't have, unless, Shlichus of the Baal Mamon. You can only have, meaning, can you have Shlichus in Metziah? No, you're not the Baal Mamon. What can give you Shlichus? In three words? That's the whole Yesod of the Ran and Mukhe Yosef here. That's why they actually said it to start with. They said, what's the point of Das Acheres Machne? The point of Das Acheres Machne is to give you Shlichos, Chotzer Mitam Shlichos, instead of Chotzer Mitam Yad. That was the chap of the Ran. The Ran and the Nebuka Yosef say that it's not another Heki Timsi Mishtamer. It's Taka not Mishtamer. It's Taka not Mishtamer. It's not considered mishtamer. Rather what? Rather only chatzer mitam yad requires mishtamer. Why would chatzer mitam yad require mishtamer? Because just like your yad is mishtamer, right? My yodo mishtamer. Af chatzero mishtamer, right? Only chatz mitam yad is mishtamer. But in das acheres makne, you have shlucho shel bal hamamon. Right? Meaning, I can't make my chatzar shliach to receive a matana. Right? Can't make a shliach to receive a matana. That's the Yerushalmi they quote. But the giver can make my shliach, my chatzar shliach. And the giver can make the chatzar my shliach. Right? Shluchas of Baal HaMamon doesn't mean you have to be the shliach of the Baal HaMamon. It means you can be the shliach of the other guy as long as you're appointed by the Baal HaMamon, as long as you're authorized by the Baal HaMamon. But you have shluchas of Baal HaMamon and chatzar mitam shlichas. That's what the Ran and Mukhe Yosef say. They say that yad, what is a yad? A yad is where I put things. I put things in a makom mishtamer. Chatzar is kodem tam yad and makom mishtamer. That's like my yad. It's where I keep things. I keep my things in a makom mishtamer. However, when you have das acheres matne, now you have a baal mamon. A baal mamon can appoint a shliach, not just a yad. Shlichus doesn't need mishtamer. This is, if you recall, this is the opposite of the Rush of the Pnei Yeshua and the Nesivos, who said shlichus needed mishtamer and yad didn't. He said, no, yad needs mishtamer and shlichus doesn't. And therefore, once you take the track of shlichus, you don't need mishtamer anymore. Obviously, who would the Ran Paskin like? The Rama or the Ktos? Who would the Ran Paskin like? The Rama or the Ktos? Obviously like the Ktos. Pashut Kana, because he says once you have Shluchos of Baal Mamon, you don't need to worry about Mishtamer at all. Shluchos of Baal Mamon, what more do you need? Well, you have Shluchos of Baal Mamon, why do you need anything more? What's fascinating is that who else, okay, just before we get to that, what we've seen here is a bit of a machlokas as to a bit of a machlokas as to what, why you need Mishtamer in the first place, right? What did the Rush and Rabbeinu Peretz assumed? They assume that you need Mishtamer to have you need mishtamer to have chatzar mitam shlichos, right? That's what most Rishonim assume. That's the Ritva. Also, you need mishtamer to have chatzar mitam shlichos. Why? What do they say? Why do you mishtamer have chatzim mitam shlichus?
Because
the shliach is mishtamer, right? After all, what is a shliach? A shliach is someone who takes care of things for you, right? Who guards things for you, right? So that's like subtly different formulations. Because a shliach is mishtamer, that's the formulation of Rebbeinu Peretz and the Ritva. The Rosh has a slightly different formulations, or because it's an omdana that no one would appoint a shliach she'eino mishtamer. That's the way the Rosh says it. The Rosh says it more psychologically. Oh, come on! You need mishtamer in order to have chatzim mitam shlichus, because no one would appoint a shliach that's not mishtamer. No one has in mind they want to have a shliach that's not mishtamer. And the Rebbe and the parents of the Ritva make it sound more fundamentally. Like, no, the definition of a shliach is someone who is mishtamer for you. By definition, not just in the way you think, but the way the Torah thinks. You can't have a shliach that's not mishtamer. However, the Ran says differently. The Ran and the Nemuka Yosef, I should just point out, this Ran, he changes his tune a bit. A bit. This, one second, does this part change? No, okay, fine. This is only explaining Rav Papa. When the Ran explains the Ritva doesn't hold like Rav Papa, he explains differently. But now we're explaining Rav Papa. The Ran says, no. You don't need Mishtamer to have Chatzim Itam Shlichus. Of course, you need something else. You need Shlichus of Alamavo, right? You don't need Mishtamer to have Chatzim Itam Shlichus. You need Mishtamer to have Chatzer Mitam Yad, because only a Makom HaMishtamer is like your Yad. So that's until most people have been assuming, most of the Rishonim assume, no, how can you have Chatzer Mitam Shlichus if it's not Mishtamer? A Shliach has to be Mishtamer, whether because that's the way I think or because that's the way the Torah thinks. The Chiddush of the Ran is that no, you can have Shlich without Mishtamer. You just need Baal Mamon, right? You need Dasakaris Makna for Shlich, you can have Shlich without Mishtamer. The reason that we started off by talking about Mishtamer is because you need Mishtamer in order to have Yad, because only Makam Mishtamer is like a Yad. Okay, let's just add in Rashi. What does Rashi think Dasakaris Makna does? Is Rashi like the Bali Tosfos, or is Rashi like the Ran and Luka Yosef? Where does Rashi explain what Das HaKaris Makna does? Does Rashi anywhere explain what the role of Das HaKaris Makna is? Not on Rav Papa. I don't think on Rav Papa explains very much. I mean, he has a long thing here, but he doesn't actually explain anything. Right? What does he say? Says, Shereb Nubil, Hekel Matachal Yibachos Shalahem, Volome of Kerakon, Venoch, Matanazul, Knos, Afbi Shein Ome, Avgashin Ome Satsu. Oh, Das HaKaris Makna is easier, even if you're not what we'd see, though it works. But he hasn't really explained anything. Where does he explain a little what the role of Das HaKaris Makna is? What daf? On your beis and aleph. Gab matanis chus lo zognus lo fana. What does Rashi say? Vishalomi daito. Is he more like the Bali Tosos or the Ran? Okay. Let's see. Okay. Vishalomi daito. Da'anin sadi de nichle shede shlucho. Hilkach. He let, meaning, it's of course he wants to be a shliach, his chas to be a shliach for zuchos. Hilcha, he lets him inside chaser, if he's not next to his chaser and it's not like a yad, the anus muchala, because if you're not next to it, it's not like a yad, tape a glazuchu yasim shlichusa, it could be zochim nam shlichus. Ki hechin the shlucha zochalo shlobafanav, chaser, and nami zochalo shlobafanav. He doesn't have to own besedo, bitzad sadehu, just like a shliach can work if I'm not there, my chaser can work as a shliach if I'm not there. Umihu, here's the important point, the first skinny line of Rashi. If I'm not next to it, so it can't count as yad. You can't have a zechia because of shlichus. Why? By shlichus, there's das of someone. Chatzar and mitzia, there's not das of anyone. I don't know the mitzia is there. The chatzar doesn't have das. There is no one else involved. Hilkach being in Das HaKaris Makna. They were going to need Das HaKaris Makna. According to Rashi, why do you need Das HaKaris Makna? What is Rashi saying? What did Das HaKaris Makna do for Rashi? Does he mention the word Mishtamer here at all? Don't give me on the side the way other Achronim changed Rashi. Right? What does Rashi say the role of Das HaKaris Makna is here? Wagner, did you read this Rashi? Okay, Sam, did you read this Rashi? Okay, well, what does Rashi mean? Now you read the Rashi, I read it to you. Shumei Ka'ona, you both like. So, Shumei Ka'ona, now you read the Rashi. So, I guess we're arguing about the old Kecha. What does Rashi say the role of Das Acharis Mamta is? I'm just trying to be Pshat in the Gemara, right? Am I doing anything fancy? I just want to know what Rav Papa said. He said, Das Acharis Mamta is shiny. I said, Pashup Pshat, I'm in kindergarten. I want to know why Das Acharis Mamta is shiny. Some people say, because it's a Mishnamer. I understand that. The Ran says, because it creates a Shlichos track. Why do you need Das Acharis? Because you need Baal HaMamon for Shlichos track. That's the whole chap of the Ran. That's the whole world famous Ran. It's the most world famous Ran in the whole Perek. What does Rashi say? Rashi seems to say, like the Ran. What does Rashi say? He doesn't say anything about Das Acharis Mamta being Mishnamer. As a matter of fact, he leaves that Mishnamer. As a matter of fact, the Rishonim and Achronim tear their hair out. They all walk around bald for the rest of their life because they tore their hair out trying to figure out where Rashi left out Mishnamer. But what does Rashi say? To have Shlichus, what do you need in three letters, Chaim? What does he say you need?
Das.
You can't have Shlichus without Das. Das of someone. Right? So if I want to pick up Mitzia for you, forget about me and Seal for you. You at least have my Das. If I send you to do, if I'm standing in my class, you know, that's it. If I send you to do something, you have my Das. You know, if I do something to you, if I put something in your chutzer, you at least have the giver's das. But if Matziah falls into my chutzer, then you don't have any das. You need das for shlichus. And therefore, it switches from the yad track to the shliach track. And what is Rashi? We're going to just repeat what Rashi says, because what Rashi means we're going to have to get to. Let's just repeat what Rashi says. I should have left a little more room. That Rashi says... Rashi, Reish, Yud Beis on the Beis. Now, what's the one thing he says that is different than the Ran? Does he say that you need Shlucha Shabala Mamon? He didn't say Bala Mamon here. He just says you need Das. Meaning for a Shlichus, you need Das of someone. Someone needs to appoint the Shlich. It doesn't have to be the receiver. The Shlich can appoint himself. Why can the shliach appoint himself? Because it's a chus, an anan sadi. Means an anan sadi, he'd like there to be a shliach in his chus, right? Zoglan is a little fun. It's an anan sadi, he wants a shliach, right? This is the oldest machlok that we've shown in the book, right? Zechia. Why is Zoglan a little fun? Mitam shlichus or not mitam shlichus? Rashi says all over Shas, Zechia is mitam shlichus. Why can you be zoche for me, shalob afanav? Shalob afanai? Because it's an umdana that I want you to be my shliach. Okay, it's an umdana that I want you to be my shliach. But that's not enough. Someone, a bardas, has to actually take that omdah and say, it's obvious I want you to be my shliach. Let's say, what's an example? Someone's giving out $1 million to anyone whose initials are AB. Right? So, Aaron just missed it. So he goes to take $1 million for me. So it's obvious I want you to be my shliach and get $1 million. But that's not enough that it's obvious. There has to be someone, bardas, who takes that obvious omdah and says, since it's obvious that he wants to, let's actually make a shliach. Someone has to actually make the shliach using that umdana. Obviously, you have no right to make a shliach for someone else if there's no umdana that he wants you to. Right? I can't say, I'm going to be Gidon shliach to sell his house. No, it has to be obvious that he wants you to. But if it's obvious, you just need some bardas to take that obviousness and say, now let's actually make a shliach. You need a bardas to be memana a shliach. The creation of shlichus needs a bardas. Even in Zochin, it doesn't require the knowledge of the beneficiary, because an umdana he agrees, but someone has to know that umdana and actually appoint the shliach. You need not Baal HaMamon, you need a bardas for shlichus. That's why he's different than the Ran, but he's in the same direction as the Ran. He's in the same direction as the Ran. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that, now again, I'm going to say what Rashi says. What Rashi says is not going to be parallel to anyone else on this board, because everyone else is explaining how it gets around the need for Mishnah. Rashi is leaving out Mishnah here. Rashi is explaining how Das Acharis Mamta gets around the need for Omid Betzido. So, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that without Das Chotzer Mitam Yad, and what does Yad need to be? What does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara explain Ula and Gittin? Ma Yado, what does the Gemara say to explain Ula and Gittin? Smucha! Yad has to be next to me, why? Right?
Hayyad is next to me. Doesn't go anywhere. Without das chutz mitam yad, and you need omed bitzido like yad. Just like my hand is next to me, you need to be next to you. You need omed bitzido without das, but with das of someone, you can appoint a shliach. Das appoints a shliach, and therefore, shlichus works even shelo b'fanav. Obviously, everyone knows shlichus works even if you're not there. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, like the Ran, it switches you from yad track to shlichus track. He's coming from a different angle. The Ran is coming from more of a mishtamer angle. Yad track needs mishtamer. When you have das of balamamon, then you can go to the shlichus track and you don't need mishtamer. Rashi's interested, for reasons which we'll have to explain, in omei bitzido. The yad track needs omei bitzido. And you can't have a shlich without das. That's Rashi's chiddush. Not balamamon, but at least das of someone. When you have das of someone, and obviously an umdana of the interested party, right, das of someone, and it's obvious that the person interested would agree, then you can use the shlichus track. Shlichus, you don't need to be omei bitzido. That was what his answer, Rabbi Papa's answer, Rabbi Gamliel, was. Rabbi Gamliel used not chotzer mitam yad, but chotzer mitam shlichus, because when you have das of anyone, you can use chotzer mitam shlichus. And therefore, when you use chotzer mitam shlichus, that, then you don't need to be next to it. L'chora Rashi would say this has nothing to do with Mishtamer. He would also say Pashat in terms of the Machlokas of the Ketos and the Ramah, Pashat that it's Kone, because for Rashi, Das HaGeres Makhne is not making a Mishtamer. Das HaGeres Makhne is making a Shlichus. And once a Shlichus, somehow he's forgotten about Mishtamer, this Rashi, for reasons we'll have to explain, and then it works. Okay, now we got a shot of our Papa.
About
Mitzia, what?
It's not so clear about Mitzia, but he says it doesn't work.
It's not clear at all about Mitzia. Rashi is exceedingly problematic what he's trying to say about Mitzia, so let's leave that for a moment. Yes?
Is Ravashi coming to answer, to explain Rav Papa, or is he coming to answer our original question?
Good question. The simple shot is that, I mean, the Mahalach and the Gemara is clear that Ravashi is coming to explain Rav Papa, right? Actually, I don't know. The question is, is the Ella going on Shani Get the Isi Bal Karcha, or is the Ella going on something earlier? Rashi clearly understands that he's explaining Rav Papa. Most of the Rishonim admit he's explaining Rav Papa, even those who don't pass like Rav Papa, say he's explaining Rav Papa or the other Shita. But most people seem to assume he's explaining Rav Papa. I'll tell you why he must be explaining Rav Papa, because he's talking about Get, right? Get was only brought in the previous line as an attack on Rav Papa. So he has to be defending Rav Papa.
Why would the Aharon want to change the Yerushalayim Rashi?
I'll tell you in a second. Okay, now let's just take 1 second to, if this is Rav Papa, then we just have to ask ourselves the question, do we paskin like Rav Papa? Meaning, whatever this idea is, it's a chiddush, right? This idea is obviously a chiddush on some level. Either it's a chiddush that shlichus depends on das, or it's a chiddush that shlichus depends on shluchus al mamon, or it's a chiddush that even if I'm not guarding it, even if someone else is there, it counts as mishtamer, or that halacha mishtamer counts as mishtamer. Do we pass like Rav Papa or not? Anyone want to tell me whether or not we pass like Rav Papa? Anyone? Do we pass like Rav Papa?
Looks like the letter's there on the Gemara.
What? So
there's a letter.
Does Rav Papa have a letter?
Yeah, it does.
Rav Papa
talks. That's the first mark. There's a letter Aleph.
Now, what do we learn from that letter Aleph?
Usually we pass. There's some halacha.
That you should never
trust the letter.
Never trust the letters. You should learn from that you should never trust the letters, because if you look up where the letters say, they actually don't paskin like Rav Papa. So never trust the letters. That's a klal gadol b'din. So, what are you going to do? You're learning daf yomi, so you're interested in knowing how to halacha. You don't have time to open up every sefer, so you trust the letters provisionally. Certainly, once someone asks you a question, you should never trust the letters. So,
you can look in the back of
the book. That's true. And then you would discover that the letters are misleading. Now, do we pass like Rav Papa or not? So, this seems to be a machlokas, a Rishonim. What does the riff say about Rav Papa? What does the Rif say about Rav Papa in one word?
Nothing.
The Rif leaves out Rav Papa. If he leaves out Rav Papa, l'chor, that means he didn't paskin like him. What does the Rambam say about, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Rav Papa, right? He's not quoting names of Amoraim. But the Rambam also leaves out Rav Papa. What does the Rambam say? It says, b'kona b'chotzer, it needs to be mishtamer. If it's not mishtamer, I need to be only b'tzido and be able to rasa acharein b'gion. And say, zachzuli sadai, he says nothing that if the dasagaris makneh, that works for my sadai's b'kona if I'm not there. He said nothing of the sort. The Rambam and the Rif leave out Rav Papa. The Rishonei Sfara, generally, the Ramban, etc., generally tend to agree to lean that way, that the Rambam and the Rif left out Rav Papa, so in terms of Psak. Now, are we allowed an apostle like Rav Papa in our Suya? Like, is it valid to an apostle like Rav Papa? What would we do with the story around Galil in the boat? If Dasa Kher's Machna was not different, then how did it work with Rav Galil in the boat? They were coming to the first answer, Kenyanagav, right? Kenyanagav is an Asina Malyasa, right? Exactly. Jalokra Papa Ella Kit Teirutz Rishon Pigamara didn't have a name, but the first answer they were about Kenyanagav. This is the Rif and the Rambam, and in general, the Rishonei Svarad. The Rishonei Svarad all quote that who did Paskin like Rav Papa? Who is the early Rishon who they all quote a Paskin like Rav Papa? The Ria Barzaloni, right? The Rav Yitzhak from Barcelona. That's the Ria Barzaloni is the author of the Sefer Ha'itim, I believe. So the Ria Barzaloni. And in general, the Rishonei Ashkenaz, like the Rosh, the Mordechai, etc., that goes by Manios, all Paskin, like Rav Papa. Okay, reading our Gemara, who's right? This is less mind the public. Reading our Gemara, who's right? Should we Paskin like Rav Papa or not?
I mean, Rav Ashi qualifies Rav Papa.
But he defends him, right? Meaning Rav Ashi defends Rav Papa, not only that. What is Rav Papa usually in Shas? He's the... Any historians here? He's the Basrai, right? Rav Papa is pretty, you know, between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi, you get the Basrai there, right? He's Basrai and he's the Maskana of the Sugya. Rav Ashi depends. Rav Ashi is certainly Basrai, right? So you have Rav Ashi, right? I know there are two deists, but like, why shouldn't we pass like Rav Papa? Rav Papa, Rav Ashi defended him. So certainly from our Sugya, what's the Mukher? Just technically for the Psak, right? The Mukher is Sugyan. You know, Rav Ashi is Basrai, he's the Maskani, he's the last word. Sounds like a pasuk like Rav Papa. Okay, why would you reject Rav Papa? Das Acharis Makna Shaini. Keep in mind, no one in our sugya even explicitly argued on Rav Papa. Right? If you say that was Kinyan Agav, did that mean Rav Papa's wrong? That was just one answer, and he gave another answer. Right? So why do all the Rishonim disagree with Rav Papa? Why did the Rishonim Sfarad disagree with Rav Papa? How do we know they disagree with Rav Papa, by the way? By the way, just to not trust letters, there are some letters you can also always trust. You know whose letters you can always trust? The Gruz. If you look in your Beis of an Aleph, Gruz Beis, Nichle Mitzido, Kerev Papa, Varama Pasuk HaMei Rabbanan. The Rambam passed like the one of the Rabbanan who answered King and Agav against Rav Papa. So the Gruz tried to be attacked in the Avla of the Ein Mishpat. You know, and you can always trust the Gruz. The Gruz doesn't mess around. What's the Makor of the Rambam? I don't know if anyone got a chance to look in the Rosh Kalim. From our sugya, you would never in a gazillion years guess that you should paskin against Rav Papa. What's the makor of the Rambam? The makor of the Rambam, though, is that what's the machlokas in our sugya? What kenyan did Rav Gamliel use? According to Rav Papa, what kenyan did he use? Chatzer. According to the Rav Meir Rabbanan, what kenyan did he use? Agav. The problem is, anyone know where the mission of Agav is? Nechasin, she'ein l'machrayas, kedushin, right? Zokin, so Chashvi Elan Chayes, right, Kesb Shtar Chazaka. The problem is in Kedushin, Daf, of Chavav and Beis, they're having a machlokis, whether Agav only works if it's on the land or even if it's not on the land. Like, I give you land and I give you a Tafla on the land, or I can give you land in Minsk and Metatalan in Pinsk. So, they say, Rai from Gamliel. What does Rav Gamliel prove?
that needs to be on the land or not. What is the proof? What?
On
the land. He said, Mikomo Muskarlo, I'm giving you that makom, right? So the Gemara says, doesn't this prove to need agav needs to be on the land? Right? What they call tzvurim ba. And then they answered, lav dafka, the only reason even that land is that they wouldn't have a tircha to move it to another place. They'd feel comfortable that they have where to keep it. But what's the assumption? So the assumption of the sugi is that it was kinyan agav. Right? So that is kiddushin. Chaf vav amid beis, right, assumes Rabbi Gamliel was kinyan agav. If Rabbi Gamliel was kinyan agav, that's how Omer Abanan. How did they know in kiddushin that it was kinyan agav? Right? There's no names there. It's a Stam Gemara. How do they know it was kinyan agav? Because they knew. We don't hold like Rapapa. We hold like the how Omer Abanan. That's why it was a valid raya. So that's the basis of Machlokas. Our sugya sounds one way, that sugya sounds the other way. How does everyone get out of each other's rayas? The Riabar Tzaloni and the Rishonei Ashkenaz, I didn't see what they say, but it's sort of obvious. They would say that that was only the Havamina in Kiddushin. And they could have answered that it was Kenyan Chatzar. Meaning, maybe Kiddushin, the Hav, mean that they thought it was Kenyan Agav. They could have answered, it's not a valid proof with Kenyan Chatzar, but they had a better answer. You know, Rishonim say that sometimes, right? You can't bring a Raya from the Hav, Amina, because maybe it was wrong. Oh, why didn't they say it was wrong? Because they had a different reason it was wrong. They have to say every reason it's wrong. So really, the Hav, Amina was Kenyan Agav, and that proves it needs to be there. The answer is, even if it was Kenyan Agav, maybe just for convenience he gave them the place it was, so they would feel comfortable having a storage location. But really, they could have said it wasn't Kenyan Agav anyways, Kenyan Chatzar, but they didn't have to come on to that. And what would the Rishonei Sfarad do with our sugya? They would say, Rav Ashi is general. He is explaining why get needs Ome Bitsido, even though it's Das Acheres Makne Lefi Rapapa. He was in general. According to Rapapa, the kasha is, why does Get need Ome Bitsido? It's Das Acheres Makne. And the answer is, because Get is a chov. But, what if you're not Rapapa? Is there still a kasha about Get? Why does Get need Ome Bitsido? It's Mishtameris. Right? And, why Get needs Ome Bitsido even though it's Mishtameres Chatzar HaMishtameres. How do we know you need Ome Bitsido even a Chatzar Mishtameres? That's if you look at Ula back in Gittin, he says, even if it's Chatzar Mishtameres, even Chatzar Mishtameres L'daita still needs Ome Bitsido. Lefi Hahu Me Rabbanan. So really, yes, Rav Ashi was coming to answer Rav Papa, not because he held that way. Because he was giving a general answer to answer the kasha on Rav Papa and the kasha on the non-Rav Papa. I mean, everyone had the same problem with Get. Get is Das Acheres Makne and it's Chatzar Mishtameres. So why didn't Omi Bitsido? So he just answered that for everyone, and the Rav Ashi figured every shita would find an answer according to their own shita in my words.
Why don't you just say he's not answering
Rapapa,
he's just answering the
first
question?
Because since Get was only asked against Rapapa, and he's answering Get,
but
so obviously...
he has to answer it, even if it wasn't asked, it still is a problem in any case.
Right, but just... I mean, he's... The Gemara clearly brings him as responding to Get, and brings Get as a kasha Rapapa, so the Gemara is bringing him in the Shakuntari Rapapa. So all they're saying is that the Gemara brings him the Shakuntari Rapapa, and you're right, maybe he himself was speaking more generally. It's the same thing. Whether he himself is speaking more generally in the Gemara, maybe he himself is even thinking another sheet in the Gemara brought him generally. Lamaisa, whether he was general or brought him generally, or does he applies to all sheetas? Because there's an implicit kasha that we didn't say. We only asked the kasha of Rav Papa. Why does a woman need to be standing there if it's not Sakharis Makne? You could have asked the kasha on the not anti Rav Papa. Why does a woman need to be standing there if there's a wall around her house? And Ramashi was generally answering the kashas for everyone. Okay, that's the matter of Psak.
So we just say that Rav Papa doesn't have an answer. There's no answer for Rav Papa.
What, according to this?
According to this.
Right? No, there is an answer. Rav Ashi works as an answer for Rav Papa.
I'm saying, according to the people don't hold like Rav Papa.
No, even according to the Ampulon and Rav Papa, Rav Ashi answered him. He was just answering everyone, so he's neutral. Once he's neutral, we use the Gemara in Kiddushin to be Machriya to Paskin. Okay. Okay, well, all right. Just before we get to exactly understanding what Rav Ashi is saying, which is a little complex, and go back to Rashi, let's just ask, what does Das Echaris Machne do according to the non-Rav Papa? Number three, the non-Rav Papa. Does Das Echaris Machne have any effect? They don't believe in Das Echaris Machne. Is that true? Das Echaris Machne is useless? What does Das Echaris Machne do? Does Das Echaris Machne help you at all according to the Rambam and the Rif? One thing they have to admit it helps you with. What do they have to admit? What do they have to admit Das Echaris Machne helps you with? And the Rambam says Mefurish. Three. Even Rambam Virif admit that Das Echaris Machne helps for Omei Bitsido Virots Achrehen V'Eino Magion. Right? What do they have to admit that? That's Rabbi Avin Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's not a machlokas. So even the Rambam has to admit Das Echaris Machne helps for what something. It doesn't help for Eino Mitzino. It doesn't help if I'm not there. But if help is if I'm there and I can't catch the animal. Why? Why would it, but not for Eino Omid Hitzad Sadeu? If I'm not there, Das Echaris Machne doesn't help. But if I'm there and I can't catch it, then Das Echaris Machne does help. What's Pashup Shad in the Rambam? Why does it only help if I'm there and I can't catch it, but not if I'm not there?
He's coded to you in your Sunday. He's coded to it in your Sunday. You're standing there. So
I'm standing there, but normally if I can't catch it, that doesn't help.
But it's my Sunday, so it's Machne to me.
It shows I want to be coded. I'm there, I want to be coded, that's clear. I'm there, I want to be Konit, but why normally do I need Ratz Achareinu Magiyan?
That's
good to
see, because everybody else is also
trying. Okay, so why, if that's the first Machin, do I not need Ratz Achareinu Magiyan?
He has a Miyuan.
Right, so I think basically what you have to say is that, and this works especially well for the Rambam against the Gra, this is the Hesber, really, of the Shidim Kubetzis. That I put after the Rambam, who was talking in that Shidim Gubetzis, the Rebbe, the Shidim Gubetzis. L'chora, the pshat is, this is Moro Shel HaShidim Gubetzis. If I'm not mistaken, that Shidim Gubetzis was quoting his Rebbe. The pshat is, because obviously, what the Rambam holds, it needs to be mishtamer by me. It's not enough to be mishtamer by him, right? It needs to be mishtamer by me, right? Because it needs mishtamer ledas hamekabel davka. It needs to be kodemik and yechatzur. It needs to be mishtamer by the receiver. It's not enough to be mishtamer by the giver. Normally, what's mishtamer by me if I see it and I could get it? But if it's ratzach in magiyan, right, then I can't. However, what the Das Echaris Machne could do is help it be mishtamer by me. What's the problem with ratzach in magiyan? Will I eventually catch up with it? It's a lame deer. Will I eventually get it? I can eventually find it, right? I can eventually find it. Just in Mitzia. A lame deer. Can't I eventually find it? Isn't that good enough? No, because by the time I find it, someone else will take it. But if it's Das Echaris Machne, then someone else can't take it. And since I'm there and I'll eventually find it, fine, I won't find it before it leaves my field. I'll find it in 20 minutes. But therefore, he just helps me be mishamaret by taking away the competition. There are some things that I can't be mishamaret at all, like if I'm in a different country. If I'm an Australian, I have a chutzar in Shanghai, then I'm not mishamer. I'm not mishamer it. There are some things that I'm mishamer very easily.
There's a vase in my field, I'm there watching it. There are some things that I'm the shamber, I'm watching this lame deer, except someone else is competing with me. Das HaGeres Machtet takes away the competition, and then I can be Meshamer. That's what he says. You need Meshamer le Das HaMakabal Davka. The Das HaGeres Machtet, Das HaGeres Machtet takes away the competition because no one else can chase it. Takes away the competition, and therefore I am Meshamer. Meaning, really, I could be a Meshamer lame deer even if I wouldn't catch it. Because I'll catch it later. The only thing preventing my Meshamer is the competition. Once he takes away the competition, I'm Meshamer it. So that's why it only does this minor role. Taking away the competition allows me to be Meshamer it. That's Pashup Shad in the Rambam.
It doesn't have to be a lame deer. I can be a regular deer.
Ah! What about a regular deer? What's the din of a Svirat Kedarko? Would Das HaGeres Machtet help? That's a machlok in the Rambam and the Gra. Look at the Gra. Aleph under Bezim and Aleph. Nich the Betsido, Pirish, a Rambam. Davka ki agavna, will save agavna, Tzvirat, lo. Das HaGeres Machtet only helps for a lame deer that I can't reach before it leaves my field. Not for a running deer.
Who says it? The Rambam?
The Rambam. But Tzarech Iyun, and the Gra says Tzarech Iyun on the Rambam. But we can answer the Tzarech Iyun of the Gra and the Rambam. Why only for a lame deer and not for a running deer? Because for a lame deer, the only thing that prevents my shvir is the competition. He took away the competition. For a running deer, what prevents my Shemira? The deer! Oh, you can never catch up to a running deer! I mean, that's ridiculous. The deer is running wild.
What's
right?
Rabbi Yirmiyahu, though?
What? Rabbi Yirmiyahu is only talking about Ratzach Rei Me'in Magia, the Rambam has a diuk. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Tanaheyach, Afish Ratzach Rei Me'in Magia, but he's still talking about a lame deer. Right? Because look, Gufa Ross and Rachel and Tia Bechuli, Achert Tzvi. So then it's Nicha, we can answer the Tzarek Ino the Gra. Why should the Rambam differentiate between a lame deer and a running deer? The answer is because the running deer, the deer prevents the Shmira. And Das HaGeres Machtet doesn't help. A lame deer, only the competition prevents the Shmira. I have this lame deer, except that it might step out of my field and someone else will hop it. And Das HaGeres Machtet takes away the competition. This answers Tzarek Ion of the Gra. Okay, we can be eyeing a lot more, but we will leave it for now because we just need 5 minutes to summarize. And don't give away my secrets.
If we don't realize it by now, then remember.
Okay. Now all we have to do is summarize what Ravashi's saying. And we are done. Anyone here ever remember Rose last year? You know what happened the last year before the final, right?
No, we already didn't do that. We're going to make sure 10:30.
I really should. Okay, Loma Shanet. It's okay. We don't have to get into every detail. Let's just make ourselves some room now to explain what Ravashi is saying. And we still have to figure out Rashi. Okay, we can do that in the next 10 minutes. We just need to leave that green corner. Has anyone ever figured out yet what number 3 in that corner is? Maharsha Madur Basra. Anyone ever notice in the back of the Gemara, like besides the regular Maharsha, there's a Maharsha Madur Basra, who has some very, very nice condition there sometimes. If the Maharsha felt it was worth writing Madur Basra for, then it's obviously very clever things. What is Ravashi talking about? What does Ravashi say? He says everyone, all Rishonim, except for the Shach, I know the Shach quotes the Ran, but he's misquoting the Ran, through no fault of his own. The Shach had the most amazing library of any Achron. He had almost a copy of almost every one of the Rishonim. He didn't have a copy of Chiddush Ran, which is why he got into a little trouble in the piece that I put on the Makor Rashit. He only had the Mukha Yosef quoting the Ran and the Beis Yosef quoting the Ran. He didn't have a copy of Chiddush Ran, which is why he doesn't understand as well as you do. But it's good, because it allowed him to make a tremendous kiddush in the sugya that he wouldn't have said if he had had a copy of Chiddush Ran. What does Ravashi mean? All Rishonim assume that Ravashi means what the briskers called Sveidinim. Meaning there are two tracks of chatzar. You could use whichever track is applicable, right? So, let's see what Ravashi meant. So, what did Ravashi mean? One way of Ravashi is, what did Ravashi mean?
One way is Rabbi Peretz and the Ritva. And okay, that's good enough. What did he say? There's Yad and there's Shlichus. Yad, get works mitam Yad. Well, I can't get mitam Shlichus because it's a whole, right? Get works mitam Yad. And you need smucha. Get, because the chol works mitam yad, and you need smucha. Whatever is a zechus works mitam shlichus. What's a zechus? And matana umitzia, which are a zechus, work mitam shlichus, and therefore you don't need smucha. What do you need? Mishtamer, but shliach needs mishtamer. Okay, then the only question is, what counts as mishtamer? If it has a wall, that's mishtamer. If I'm standing there and I can be rutsu magia, that's mishtamer. Dasacher is machna, that's machlokes, I'm a rum, whether it counts as mishtamer or not. What's an example of mishtamer? E.g., mishtamer mamish, omed bitsido, and machlokes about dasacher is machna. Right, the Rabbeinu Peretz is a Rishoni Ashkenaz. He says Dasa Cheres Makne counts as Mishtamer, as we saw. The Rishon Rishoni Sfarad says Dasa Cheres Makne doesn't count, and that's what Tosa said in Daf too. L'kachi be doing to Yadim should be Shad Chatzir Kona Filu Bal Korchum Filu Katana B'Yadim Ki Yadim She Einus Mukhal Chatzir D'Lo Be doing to Yad. When you're next to it, you're a Yad. It works even for a Chov. When you're not next to it, don't think he don't think it doesn't work through shlichus. There's sfeidinim. If it does work through yad, it works through shlichus. Lo garmi shlichus. Over midi zchus kmo etana kana v'afila ino tzavachatzira v'afila ino mishtameres uve mitzia she'in dasengar z'machus obi ino mishtameres. Okay, he doesn't explain it as much as the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, but he's definitely going in the same general direction. Okay, the Ran, right? At least according to the Rav Papa Derech. Let's contrast this to the Rush. Remember, the Rush said something a little different. The Rush starts out the same. He says, get, because it's chov, works through yad, needs smucha. What does the Rush add? The Rush says that matana and Mitzia bechotzer ha-mishtameres, which are a zuchus, work through shlichus. Right? Work through shlichus. However, what was different about the Rush? Remember, this is also the Pnei Yeshua and the Rambam. And the Nesivos, what he adds is that Mitzia bechotzer she'ena mishtameres be'omeid Bitsad Sadehu works mitam yad bismucha. That's the difference between the Rush and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva. The difference is omeid sadehu. What are the examples? Mishtamer mamish and das acheres makne. The difference is that he doesn't think omeid bitsad sadehu counts as mishtamer. He doesn't think omeid bitsad sadehu counts as counts as mishtamer. For him, omei b'tzad sadeh works mitam yad and not mitam yad and not mitam shlichus. Okay, how about the Ran? Ran, at least lefira papa, we know he had a very different scheme. Get, because the chol works mitam yad, and get because the chol works mitam yad and needs smucha. Mitzia, because there's no shlucho, or there's no bal hamamon, also works mitam yad. Does mitzia need smucha? So here he has to make a tremendous chiddush. He has to break the mayoda besmicha dichotomy. Chiddush, yad doesn't need smucha if it's a zchus. That's the chiddush of the Ran, quoted by the first Mukha Yosef. He says mitzia can only work in tam yad. What works in tam shlichus? Matana, which has a Baal Hamamon needs a works mitan shlichus and doesn't need mishtameris. This is really chazara what we had on the board before. If it's zuchus and mishtameris, this is what the Ran says. He says, "What's yad? Whatever's next to me is my yad. Whatever is not next to me, but is mishtamer and zuchus is also my yad. Why? Because a yad is where I keep things, and people keep things that are good for them in any makom mishtamer." But people don't keep things that are bad for them. So something bad for me, only next to it is my yad. Something good for me, any makom mishtamer is my yad. That is the Ran. The Ran has a different shot. This is, I don't have time for this now. The shot is at the end of the Stira and the Ran, between the Ran quoted the Mukiyos and the Ran quoted by the Beis Yosef. And it must be the Ran changed his mind. If you look inside the Chiddush Ran, it's not that he changed his mind. One was Aliba to Rav Papa, and the other was Aliba to the Riff in the Rambam. Aliba to the Riff, he had to change his tune a little, because Aliba to the Riff, Das Acheres Makil doesn't play a role, right? So he had to forget about this whole thing of, I shouldn't say Das Acheres Makil doesn't play a role. What he said is that Get, which is a Chov, is for sure Mitam Yad, and needs Smucha. What I really meant is he had to abandon that fish. He uses the chiddush for a papa. He doesn't use the chiddush for the riff. Matana, which has a bal hamamon, works for shlichus, and shlichus needs mishtamir. Mitzia only works be'omed, Bitsad Sodehu, because of Yad, because he rejected his Kiddush, you can have a Yad, not only Bitsad Sodehu. His only problem is, how does Metzia work with Chatzim Mishtamer if you're not Litzad Sodehu? So that's what Metzia Bechatzer HaMishtamer, not Bitsad Sodehu, is only Midrabanan. He says that doesn't fit. Because basically, if you reject Rav Papa, then Das Acheres Makne needs Mishtamer. If Das Acheres Makne needs Mishtamer, Shliach needs Mishtamer. If Shliach needs Mishtamer, then you can't say Yad needs Mishtamer, because there has to be a difference between Yad and Shliach to explain the Shach of Atariya. So it must be that Yad is only Smucha, Mishtamer is through Shlichas. What about Metziah? If it falls into my house and I'm not there, it's not Yad because I'm not Smucha. It's not Shlichas, no Balam. That's only Tekana Drabanan. That is the Ran. What we're left with is, just to review, Rashi, who we still have to explain the difficulty in Rashi, and if we have time for the Shach, we will try. Rashi. I apologize for the fact this is complicated. I even know that to really understand what I'm saying, you have to either have learned the Gemara well until now, or go back and learn it well. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says, very simply, let's review what Rashi says. Get, which the chov for sure works mitam yad, and therefore you need smucha. What does he say?
Everyone agrees by get.
No? Yes, correct. Everyone agrees by get. Matana, which has da'as lishlichus, doesn't have to be alamon, da'as lishlichus, works mitam shlichus, and therefore you don't need any conditions, right? Matana always works. He's a rapapa man. How about Metziah? Rashi says, does Metziah work? Well, let's see. Hold on. Metziah be'omed bitzad sadehu. That works mitam yad, right? How about Metziah be'eino omed bitzad sadehu b'chatzar mishtamer? He's in the same. Hold on. What about Metziah? If you're, right, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. If something falls into my house and I'm not there, it's not my yad because I'm not there, but it can't be shlichus because there's no das. How does it work? So this is a machlokas how to interpret Rashi. All the Rishonim and Achronim, such as the Ritva and Tosfos Peretz, say that they say mitzia bechatzer ha-mish Tameres works mitam shlichas even without das because of musran hakasov l'chachamim. So it's kone if he's not there. They say, now, I don't understand this at all. Basically, it doesn't fit anywhere. It can't be Yad because you're not there. It can't be Shliach. No Das. Yes. Oh, no, when Rashi talks and talks and talks about how you need Das for Shliach, that's been not Mishtamer. If it's Mishtamer, Chazal used their Mussar and Chazal and Chacham and say you can have Shliach without Das. Why? I really much don't understand. What's the other option in Rashi? The Maharsha Mahadura Basra says that Fi Rashi Chatzar Hamishtameres Eina Kone Mitzia Shalom Bifanav Shalom Idaito. Maybe Rashi, if you look at Rashi, what does he say? He says Mitzia, if you're not there, it doesn't work through Yad and doesn't work through Shlichas. He said Mefurish, it doesn't work. This is Pshat of Rashi. I know, so what did the Marsha do to rescue the Tosfos and pass the Ritva? He's stuck into Rashi. If you look in this little vav on the side, Mike. He's stuck into Rashi, the line, Svar Machirim Chatzar Mishtameris. It doesn't work unless it's Mishtameris. That's not Svar Machirim of Rashi. That's what the Achronim were Magia in Rashi. Rashi denies that Chatzar Mishtameris makes a difference. Rashi doesn't think Mishtameris makes a difference at all. If you're next to it, it's Yad. If you have Das, it's Matana. Mishtameris is irrelevant. Wasn't Mefush in Gemara that Mishtamer was relevant? What? Yeah, isn't that Mefush in the Gemara? So, I think the Marsha Madura Basra is right. Why do I think he's right? Because, go back to Tosfos Kasha. Why did they ask a problem? Why did they have a problem with Rav Gamliel? Wasn't his house Mishtamer?
So, Marsha Madura Basra would say, no. From Ula and on, Mishtamer is not a factor. There are two parts of the sugya. First was Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lusha'omi Mitzad Sadeyu. Then they asked, whatever Yosef Hanina, that's Mishtamer. Then came, Ula said, Lusha'omi Mitzad Sadeyu. All of a sudden they asked for Rav Gamliel. Why don't they say it's different from Mishtamer? Obviously, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel part held from Mishtamer. The Ula part doesn't hold from Mishtamer. What did they answer? Dasavar is Makdash Shaini. How would they answer Rabbi Yosef Hanina? He was only talking about Das Acheres Makne. And according to the second part of Sugya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina was talking about Das Acheres Makne. Now, that's not the way most of Shas assumes. Why does everyone reject the Marsha Madura Basra? Because all of our Shas, they assume like the first part of our sugya. But Rashi must have understood the second part of our sugya is rejecting the first part of our sugya. Why? Maybe because of Tosfos Kasha. Why are they bringing Rav Gamliel if that's Mishtamer? Because we don't care about Mishtamer in the Ula part of the sugya. That was in the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel part of the sugya. There are two different sugyas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Rishon Mitzat today, we had one Shakta Bataria. Ula said we should omitzah today. We had a different shakulatari, and really Mishtamer doesn't work anymore. For Rashi, Mishtamer doesn't. What does Mishtamer do? For the Rebbe and Perth and Ritva, Mishtamer makes Shlichos work. For the Rosh, Mishtamer makes Shlichos work. For the Ran, Mishtamer makes Yad work. For the Ran, the Rif, Mishtamer makes Shlichos work. For Rashi, Mishtamer does nothing. There is no factor of Mishtamer. Either there is no factor, or it makes Shlichos work without Das for reasons that we don't understand. So if you ask, what does Mishtamer do, either it helps Shlichus, it helps Yad, or it helps Shlichus for reason that we don't understand, or nothing. That's Pashuk Shan and Rashi. He's rejected Mishtamer by now. There's only two factors. Dasekhers Makta, which makes Shlichus, and Smucha, which makes Yad. That, I think, is the Pashuk Shan and Rashi. Even though, why doesn't everyone agree with Marsha Madura Basra? Because most of Shas, the other Masechtas in Shas, agree with the first part of our sugya. But maybe Rashi says Mishtamer does nothing. I'll just end with a radical chiddush of the Shach, which he's medayik from the Stimas HaPoskim. According to all these shitas, according to every shita, what is the din of can a Tana
Can a ktana be kona mitsia shelo bifaneha bechatzer hamishtamir? What would everyone say? If it's not smucha, what can't it be? Well, everyone but the Ran. Right? So, according to no, because it's not Yad and Katana doesn't have Shlichus. According to the Ran in his famous formulation, the Ran would say yes, because it is Yad. The Shach wants to go like the Ran, but he didn't have the full text of the Ran in front of him.
Yeah,
this is only the fear of Papa. That's why he said Gimel. The Shach didn't have the full text of the Ran. He understood the Ran differently. How did the Shach understand the Ran? And with this, we'll end. He explained our whole sugya differently. He's the only one who says, he claims this is the Ran, but it's not. You look in the Ran, you see that it's not. The Shach al pi Ran, because it's not what the Ran said. He says our sugya doesn't mean Tzvei Dinim at all. He says, nope, that's not what our sugya means. It does mean Chatzar is Yad or Shlichus. What does it mean? He says, Rav Ashi means you can't have columns anymore. Chatzar is always Mishum Yad. But Yad is lo gara mishlichus. What's the din of shlichus? Shlichus works for good things, even if I'm not there. For bad things, only if I'm there. So Yad works for zechus, even shelo b'fanav, and for chova, only b'fanav. That's what Rav Ashi meant. He didn't mean Tzvei Dinim. Everything's Yad. Everything's Yad. There's no Shlichos in our Sugya. Everything's Yad. Chatzar's only Mitam Yad is Sarabai, according to the Shach. Chatzar's only Sarabai Mitam Yad. But Yad is no less than Shlichos. Just like Shlichos can't work for bad things if I'm not there, Yad can't work for bad things if I'm not there. So for Get, which is Chov, Yad only works if I'm there. For Mitzia Matana, which is Zuchos, Yad works even if I'm not there. That is how the Shach would say. So the Shach would say everything is Yad in Chov, like Get, only Bifanav, only Tzatzadehu, and in Zuchus, like Mitzia Umatana, even Shalom Bifanav, but just like Yad has to be Mishtamir, as long as it's Mishtamer. That's the Shach's very different. Pshat, therefore, the Shach, he didn't say for the same reasons as Iran, because Iran said Tzvei Dinim. Oh, sorry, Midvav. Yeah. But he also says, and he says, what's my proof? That all the Rishonim and all the Poskim who say that a Ketana has Chatzar doesn't say it depends if it's in front of her or not in front of her. So that's the big chiddush. The Shach agrees with the Ran that you can have Yad Shalom b'fanav, but unlike the Ran who says there's also Shlichos track, he says no Shlichos track in our sugya, just Yad, which is Logara Mishlichos, and a totally different way of reading Pshat and Rav Ashi. Okay, so hopefully we will have a chance during Chazara to go back to this and actually make sure that we understand the details properly, because I admit it's a very hard sugya to put together. What we'll come back to, Mirtz Hashem, after the Bechina, is we'll fill in the Isur, all the Trumas or Maestros, parts of Rabban of Leo, and then we'll go on to the Zarek Arniki, which will be much easier to keep track of. All the hard things we have, we've all the complicated things we've completed. And I'd like to wish everyone a good Yom Tov.
Once decisions made about the